Okay, Kristen, I feel like you've had one of the more unique, remarkable journeys in basketball. Super high draft pick, and then you're out of the league. Mm-hmm. What was the point that you were maybe the worst you've been in the league that you're like, I've got to get back. I've got to get back. What did that look like?
I dealt with a lot of injuries throughout my career. I had a really bad one at the end of my stint, my fourth year in Chicago. I had a grade 3 MCL sprain, hyperextension knee. And that summer, you know, I thought I rehabbed really well. And then I went into Atlanta. I signed to Atlanta that year. And I could have been played for them because before training camp, I had to get right ankle surgery all on the same leg. So for a year and a half, I felt like I didn't have a right leg. I was like galloping. You know, I went into the G League and try to show people I was healthy, but I wasn't at 100%. And it was tough, you know, when you're dealing with injuries and maybe not the expectation that you wanted to be as a fifth pick. As the fifth pick, it could be kind of difficult. But I felt like, you know, I had a lot of great people around me with my family. I had some good friends around me and just stay resilient. I think the thing I wanted to prove is, you know, who I am as a person. And throughout my whole life since I've been little, you know, I always had to fight back and, you know, always had to be resilient and just show people that, you know, I belong in this world. And I wanted to show people I belong in the NBA. Put a lot of work in, and, you know, I think the G League helped me out in so many ways. You know, a lot of people down there are trying to fight for something, and I love that energy. I love the hunger, and that's who I am as a person. So, you know, the Go-Go's out in D.C., I thought they were, like, the perfect fit for me. You know, had a lot of young guys, great energy. Coach of staff was great to me. Mike, who was on the staff now, he was my head coach. I feel like we had a good connection, then we went out there and just showed the people who I am.
I would imagine it's really challenging because, like, I saw you play in person, you know, in Providence, and you were him. Like, you were one of the national players of the year. You're at the height of your basketball career. How did you stay, you know, not let your ego get in the way and not be like, I'm too good for the G League or I'm too good? Like, you had to really be humble.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know, especially when, like you said, you're at the top, you know, the ego is the biggest thing. I think that stops a lot of people in this world for doing what they want to do. It's their pride and ego. And, you know, I just had to look myself in the mirror, humble myself. And I look at it as a learning experience, as a person, you know, try to mature, try to be, you know, a great example for my family, for my son, and understand, you know, there's times where it's not going to go your way. You have to humble yourself and be able to put the work in. And then, you know, as you can see, you keep the faith within God and good things happen.
You talked a little bit, you just mentioned you've had to be a resilient person, that you went through things when you were younger. What was that like? Do you mind sharing some of that?
I don't want to say it's normal. You know, growing up in poverty, you know, I had a lot of friends who were dealing with kind of the same thing as me. Situation with my mom and, you know, not knowing my dad half of my life. It's tough. You know, you don't have the role model to help guide you. And, you know, your environment, when you're around people in the same situations as you, it's easy to get straight into the wrong direction. And, you know, before I met my father, those things were kind of happening. And I felt like my father, he's my best friend, my biggest role model. And, you know, I always had God-given ability, but he made me untap that into a whole nother way that I didn't even know. I didn't even know about college or the NBA as I was growing up. It was more about just survival tactics. And, you know, my dad taught the biggest thing is just about work hard for what you want. And, you know, I'm very appreciative to have him in my life.
That's really beautiful. You have had to work hard for what you want. I remember when the Jazz picked you up last year, I think it was on a 10-day to start, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the first thing that went through your mind, like, here's a chance, get out of the G League, back to the league?
Yeah, you know, actually, I didn't look at it. Me and Mike, who's on the coach staff now, you know, the whole time, he was like, how do you, like, just stay sane throughout the process? You know, because he felt like I should have been called up earlier. And I was just like, you know, just staying in the moment, you know, appreciate the journey, keep putting the work in, keep trying to perfect your craft. And then when your number's called, which the Jazz did, just go out there and be you. You know, I didn't go out there try to be anybody that I'm not. Just go out there, play hard, have energy, you know, try to bring a good spirit to the team, and, you know, good things happen.
When we sat here for media day before the season started, we talked about who's the biggest voice on the team, who's the leader of the team, and it was you. Everybody said you. How do you feel like you have imprinted on this team?
I just try to just be who I am, honestly. I'm an up-tempo guy. I like to have fun each and every day.
apparently hilarious. Where are the jokes? I keep waiting for that side of you because they all talk about how hilarious you are.
Yeah, I'm not one of those guys like, hey, tell me a joke, right? Like right on the spot. It's just like I just like having fun.
Wisecracks, like.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. No, we got a bunch of guys like that. Colin, he's definitely one of those. Taylor's actually really funny. John, the whole team, everybody has their own personality, and I think that's the beauty of a team. That's what builds a camaraderie. I just try to go out there, just be who I am. Honestly, like I just like having fun. I have a lot of energy. I got to share it with the team some way, somehow. So I like to talk, and I think we have a bunch of great leaders on the team. I think Jordan, he does it his own way. Lowry does it his own way. John, he does it his own way. So everybody do it in their own way. It's just, I'm the loudest voice, right? It's just who I am, you know?
Back to our track of being a resilient player. You know, you start this season, you come into training camp, and your future's not promised. Coach described it like it's about to be the Hunger Games out here. How did you win your spot on the Jazz this year?
Staying resilient. Just staying patient, keeping the faith. Keep putting in the work in, being a good teammate, all those things you have to do, especially when it doesn't go your way, because when your time's called up, you gotta answer the bell. And, you know, I just stay true to myself. I never stray to the negative thoughts or, you know, I don't have negative people around me. Everybody just kept the faith, staying positive, and just putting in the work. You put the work in, good things are going to happen.
Well, you've been a huge impact, and I'm just really proud of you. I mean, my opinion doesn't matter, but I just hope you know that we see something really beautiful and resilient and special in your journey. So thank you for what a great example. And then last thing, defense, like you have been locked down. There have been some great games where you've just been in guys. Tell me how your defense has changed this team.
You know, I try to, try to teach some of my instincts and tactics that I do out there. I think we're going to have some really good defenders on this team. I think Taylor, even though he's a rookie, I can see it in him, you know, and it's going to take time, but he has the intangible to be a really great defender in this league. And, you know, I just try to tell him, one, it's about going hard, right? Wanted to take on the challenge. And then two, it's just the learning experience. And that's what I try to teach. That's one way. And then Walker, as we all know, he's in his own world. Like, he's a great defender himself. I don't got to do too much teaching. With Walker, I just feel like, you know, with Walker, he could be even more outspoken. And I just try to, you know, push my energy onto him. And, you know, Colin, he likes to get under the ball. He's a good defender. Taylor, we got some good defenders. I think for me, it's just about, that's what I love to do. You know, I'm a football guy at heart. I play free safety. I play a little bit of D-back. It's just who I am. I like getting other people. I like try to, as we say, cut their water off, you know, when they get going. So, yeah, that's me.
I love it. Okay, let's move on to our Women's History Month questions. Can you talk about a woman who's had an impact on your life and how did they have an impact?
Yeah, I could say multiple people. My mom, you know, just the love and the caring. When it comes to mothers, it's hard to explain, but it's like my safety net. You know, I think for any child in this world, you know, if something's going wrong or anything, you know, you could go to them. And then I don't think they get enough credit on how much work they actually do in this world. I've seen mothers go out there and work three jobs and still be able to come home, cook, clean, making sure that the kids are, you know, taken care of, ready for bed, getting them ready for school. I know I can't do that. You know, I'd have dropped my halfway through after the third shift. So I think they don't get enough credit in this world. And, you know, with mine, especially even my stepmom, she's been an unbelievable role model in my life. The love that she puts on me, and she always had my back no matter what. I could tell her anything, and she doesn't look at me any certain way. I don't think they get enough credit in this world.
Meaning of Women's History Month, like, why do you think we should celebrate women in this month?
Without women in this world, I don't know if this place would have the peace that we need. You know, even though people say the world's chaotic, there's definitely some peace in this world, and we get a lot of it from, you know, our women. And I mean, women are the most loving people I know. So I'm very appreciative of them. They need more months. Let's say that.
Make it year round. I'm with you. I'm with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.